USA News. I'm Tim Berg.
Donald Trump says he wants President Biden to try to beat him at the ballot box and not in court. Speaking after his Supreme Court victory in the Colorado ballot case, Trump accuses Biden of weaponizing the Department of Justice against him.
You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly. A court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
A massive wildfire that's grown to become the largest in Texas history may have been started by a fallen utility pole. That's according to a number of lawsuits and property insurance claims. The utility that serves the Texas Panhandle is being ordered to preserve what's left of the pole. Over the past 2 years, lenders have denied half of loan applicants, spanning home mortgages, car loans, and other financing options.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation, they've been denied, and 17% of them have faced more than one denial.
Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster noting that the current interest rate for a home loan stands roughly at 7.2%. President Joe Biden is expected to give his State of the Union address on Thursday. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby gives a preview of the speech while speaking on Fox News.
He believes that he's got a strong case to make to the American people that the State of the Union is better, is stronger. Economy is roaring back to life, record levels of unemployment, and infrastructure, billions of dollars being invested in roads and bridges and railroads. There's an awful lot of good stuff going on here, and the president's looking forward to laying that all out for the American people.
NFL star Jason Kelly announced he's retiring from football. He made the announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
22-year-old former Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to leaking classified Pentagon documents on social media platform Discord. Assistant Attorney General for the DOJ National Security Division, Matthew Olson, comments on the plea in a press briefing in Boston, Massachusetts.
This guilty plea brings accountability, and it brings a measure of closure to a chapter that created profound harms for our nation's security.
On Monday, the White House hosted the State Department's International Women of Courage Award ceremony to kick off International Women's Month, recognizing female activists and peacekeepers from around the world. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre linked the awards to their activism to her life as a daughter of two immigrants from Haiti.
They saw powerful people attacking the press, arresting activists, and cracking down on free speech. That's why they moved to the United States seeking freedom and democracy. Because of what they went through, I have spent my career speaking out.
And finally, Trader Joe's is issuing a recall of 61,000 pounds of its frozen steamed chicken soup dumplings. According to the USDA, Trader Joe's received multiple reports of hard plastic pieces found in the dumplings. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injuries or illnesses linked to the contamination. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.